Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock here in New York City, the warmest day of the year. And we are Morning Star on this 11th day of March, getting to the middle of our Lenten Ango. Here we have our opening chant.
Gatha of Atonement, all harm caused by me because of my greed, hatred, and ignorance through my conduct, speech, and thought, I now deeply regret.
With a few words of encouragement this evening, we have Alice Potts, Germany's gift to Morningstar. Alice, please.
Thank you, Roshi. Looking at the readings in today's Catholic liturgy, what stands out for me most is how the sacred scriptures keep inviting us to hear, urging us to listen. To listen carefully before we do anything, and then obey. I'm not citing all the readings, just a few lines. Psalm 95, listen to my voice, then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Today, if you hear the Lord's voice, harden not your hearts. The prophet Jeremiah, thus says the Lord, this is what I command my people, listen to my voice, then obey, and walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. And in the Gospel according to Luke, Jesus worked a miracle by driving out the demons of deafness and dumbness, so that the deaf and mute man could hear and listen and speak the truth. Listen and hear are often used words in the Bible. The Hebrew word for this is Shema, hear. And you all know, or many of you know, that in the book of Deuteronomy, we find the best known Shema prayer of all times. It is the central prayer in the Jewish experience and the declaration of faith, the center of it. And the famous first line goes, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. What comes then is the commandment to follow God's law. To obey the law means to love God, be compassionate, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's really it. Everything else follows as consequence. In the German language, the word for obeying is gehorchen. Horchen is in this word, and horchen means listening. When you say to your child, sei still und horch mir zu, shut up, kid, and listen to me, what you're really saying is pay attention to what I'm telling you, and then obey. Do what your mother told you to do. There's another word for obeying which has the same root in both languages, English and German, and that is the word follow, folgen. It can mean three things, to obey, to walk behind someone, and it can also mean to understand. I can follow you. I understand what you are telling me. Listen, understand, follow. Shema is deep listening, which of course goes far beyond the physical passive hearing of our ears. It means action that arises from paying attention, and it means answering a request. A Jewish friend said to me, for us, listening and acting are just two sides of the same coin. In religious art, Buddha, the compassionate one, is often depicted with big giant ears, meaning that the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of mercy of all times are great listeners. Every voice is the voice of the Dharma. Jesus was a master of listening to everybody he met. And when he was asked by the teachers of the law, which is the most important commandment, Jesus answered, "It is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." One. How unimaginably vast this oneness is. We heard our teachers say the other day, in this vast oneness, we humans are united with the ones who ever lived, who live now, and who will be born in the future. Our body is not limited by space and time. This has consequences for our prayer, our zazen. In this vast oneness, no real prayer goes unanswered, our teacher reminded us. No real zazen is ever wasted, he said. Psalm 27. Hear me as I pray, O Lord, hear me, be merciful and answer me. I might receive something now that is an answer to a prayer by someone in the past, and my prayer might be answered to benefit someone else in the so-called future, which is when it arrives present now. Isn't that stunning? Zen Master Dogen says, the great functioning is everywhere. In the spirit of our interface Lent session, let me end with a koan from the Blue Griff Record, which speaks to this. It is the 89th koan. The entire body is eyes. The entire body is ears. The entire body is mouth. We hear Zen monk Ungan asking Dogo, what use does the great Bodhisattva of mercy make of those hands and eyes and ears? And Dogo answers, it is like someone straightening his pillow with his outstretched hand in the middle of the night. In other words, you never know when and how and for whom your prayer and your zazen will be the blessing for which you have asked. The great Bodhisattva of mercy has big ears and will hear you and answer all calls.